This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is Ryan Gaul, and you're listening to Review Review.
I just want to know.
We fucking did it, Riley.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, we got the gall. And Gall had the gall.
I don't know why, but we did.
Absolutely has the gall. I'm not even going to... I mean, how do you introduce it? I mean, famous actor, star of House of Lies, star of Bajillion Dollar Properties, Groundlings Sunday Company, and one of my personal heroes, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Gall.
Oh, my God.
Like, I mean...
I don't know what to say.
Why are you here?
I mean, I'm here because whatever God lives in the clouds has pushed me here, and I'm glad to be here. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Are you kidding me? For
what's
God's
the opposite
sakes?
Of punching above your weight?
I don't know what that term means.
Because that's what you're doing.
No. I think you're underestimating who you two are.
See?
That's what I'll say. That is what I will say, and I would stand by it.
He's nothing if not a man of his word. And so I guess kind of what happened is that Jeff has been making jokes about your name.
Puns.
No, Jeff has been
That's
making Ryan Gaul puns for
mostly
years.
Mostly Riley.
And a hashtag was started and the world was different for it. I don't want to say better, but it's changed.
So Ryan, just some backstory, because it goes past what you're familiar
yeah,
with.
I don't know. Please tell. Do tell.
Riley and I got our start in comedy, if you want to call it that, doing sketch comedy at the HeadGum Podcast Network with Jake and Amir from College Humor.
Yes.
And we used to make jokes all the time where we would be like, we're in it for the long haul. And it's like
again,
your
you
face
keep saying
printed
we.
Onto a piece of paper.
Again, you continue to use that word.
Or like, I'm going gall in. And just like for a second having a photo of you. I mean, what can we say? It's partially your career, but it's also that your name rhymes with a lot of things.
Yeah. I will say this is the first time I've ever experienced somebody... calling out my name rhyming with all
really
I think it's pretty much all right
huh.
Like I think so
yeah well there's all
this
Paul,
is all
Saul,
this
Raul,
is
Gaul.
Gaul, G-A-L-L.
Yeah there, it's a lot of names a lot of names but in terms of like if you're gonna insert it into a sentence pretty much you're limited to wait what besides all
gall g-a-l-l like oh you
right.
have the gall
I'm
what else
uh-huh.
okay
ball,
so
like basket gall
or ball
basket gall
basket gall basket gall or
this
tall.
Is
like,
the show
how many inches gall are you
that's really good we haven't made
that's
that
really
one
really
Riley.
Good we haven't done that one
this hey, is why they pay you one. The big
this
bucks.
Is why I get paid wait I think there's a huge misunderstanding. I did not get paid.
I also just have a personal story. This is less to do with your name, but when I was a wee lass in high school in Ohio, I was a huge fan of like online sketch comedy, right? And then Ben Schwartz, who we vaguely know through Jake and Amir, did that House of Lies improv thing at UCB that you were a part of.
Oh my gosh, that was the
first time I saw improv comedy ever. Because there's no improv in Cleveland, obviously. And I was like, that is the shit. That's what I want to be doing. And so I started studying at UCB, and then I went to school in LA for college and kept studying at UCB. And Riley and I ended up at HeadGum, and now we do improv on a podcast that some people care to listen to. So
you kind of
started at Gall.
That's awesome. And by the way, that was the weirdest improv show I think I've ever done. Cause it rarely do you do an improv show where there's money behind it.
Right.
But this was done by Showtime. So Showtime was like, how do we make sure this is great? And it makes Don Cheadle and Kristen Bell look wonderful. And we were like, there's no way to do that. like, honestly, at some point in the show, they're going to look awful.
Right. You're asking for a miracle.
For sure. But I think like Ben was one of the leaders of that group. And I think he actually kind of led that whole charge on doing an improv show with the House of Lies crew. And he sort of pulled us all aside and he was like, listen, just do your thing and everything will be great. We're gonna shoot like 6 hours of this and they'll edit together a half hour and it's gonna be great.
Exactly. Sounds like a nightmare to do improv for 6 hours straight.
6 hours.
Oh God, you're wrong. And this is why I've made my life off improv. I was like, 6 hours? Woo!
We can do anything.
We will win. But no, it was a blast. It was actually a blast. And to their credit, Don Cheadle and Kristen Bell were amazing.
Yeah.
Because I think the thing in improv is like, if you can act, you're already ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So they actually did a great job. If you watch it, you're like, even when they're bad, they're still great actors.
Yeah, because they never detached from it at all. Like, when there's a failing improv scene, I just want to leave the building.
No, 100% commitment.
And you do.
And I do,
And you do.
You'll just walk out.
No, I left my Herald audition 3 years in a row because I couldn't cut it.
You just find a moment to say,
leave through the back. I, like, squeezed in between, like, Christine Bullen and Will
I've
Hines.
I've heard about that, Jeffrey. I heard you always say the same thing, too. I heard you always go, oh, no, a tornado.
Yeah, and then I'll spin through the, you know, to the exit.
Yeah. Off to the cellar.
More often than not, I don't make it to the exit without falling.
Yeah, of course.
I had no idea, though, that like there was any history with my name. Like, how did you even know? Is that how you knew my name?
I guess, yeah. I think that was where I was introduced to you as a performer. And then I knew you, and then I watched House of Lies. But that's what started it all. And like, then the name thing because of your name. It was also just because like we did it with some niche soccer players. Oh, Colin Jost. We did a sketch called Jost Busters.
What Jeff does, he'll pick one thing. He'll pick a thing and then that's it for like 3 months. And then he'll kind of play it out.
So
it's great.
Jost is reoccurring. There's like it's either a person, it's a restaurant, it's an type of architecture. It's just kind of anything that he will manage to insert.
It's good for merch.
It's good for merch. Great for merch.
Good for merch, I guess.
Jost restaurants. I feel like I'm in very good company.
Yeah,
you're in good hands.
I am humbled by the company.
Gall State, you're in good hands. Absolutely.
Oh, that's good too. I knew this is what it would be.
Oh God.
Would you say? I just have one question. Would you say money equals happiness?
I hope to find out someday.
Okay.
I own no money.
I
own no money. I think there's a great misconception that like if you do a TV show or you do a couple of gigs that you have a lot of money.
Right. There's a lot of bills behind you, right? A lot of unpaid bills.
Yeah. These are all bills.
I know. You just shredded them up, painted them.
Yeah,
absolutely. I am far from rich, but I'm rich in happiness.
Great.
Does that answer your question, Jeff?
It absolutely does. There's a light at the end of the tunnel of this kind of dark year that I've been having.
Speaking of tunnels and darkness,
great segue.
Ryan Gaul, you have brought us an idea, a topic for the week.
Little
thing we like to call haunted houses / like haunted walkthrough experiences.
So verbose.
Why this and why now?
Gosh, I mean, I think it's such an interesting thing that as humans, we will pay money to be scared, whether it's a horror movie, whether it's a walkthrough haunted house, whether it's anything, whether it's just the idea of Halloween in general, where it's like, hey, I'm not allowing my child to watch any crime on TV, but I'll let him dress up as a zombie with his arm ripped off. There's something so bizarre about our desire to be terrified. And I love it. I love it. I have done it. My birthday is October 29th. So I've always had I've had a close connection with Halloween. Yeah. And I think that has led me to just go down the road, the rabbit hole of dark horror movies and all these walkthrough horror houses.
Like a fan, like you love like getting scared.
I don't know if I'm a fan, but I am addicted. I'm addicted to it. I have a problem with it. I go to everyone. I'm terrified this year because none are open.
Right. You're terrified of what it means for you.
And that is the scariest moment.
What's like any standout experience that you like, any experiences that come to mind that you're like, oh, that one really got me, or like that I'll remember for the rest of my life?
Okay. So I mean, I've definitely done the standard. For those who don't live in California, I do. And I've done Universal.
Okay, Brad.
Hollywood Horror Nights.
Yeah. By the way, I live in Cali. What if you end the show right there? Halloween Horror Nights Universal is, you know, kind of a gimme. I've done Halloween Horror Nights Orlando for sure, which is a different feel.
Purely
scary.
From a humidity standpoint. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all you need. Not Scary Farm. Mm-hmm. The Hollywood Hayride.
The Hayride.
Delusion. Have you guys heard of that?
Delusion?
That's just thinking you're more famous than you are.
Delusion. And that's absolutely what I'm talking about.
Delusion. Narcissistic personality disorder.
Delusion is absolutely amazing.
Where is that?
I would consider that the Hamilton of Hollywood. of horror walkthroughs.
What an insane comparison.
it's so good. Who am I? I'm having a huge brain fart. But
Mavis Davis.
No, Doogie Howser.
It's
Neil Patrick Harris?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
He produced this show where they rent out, I guess, like this mansion every year. And this horrific story where as groups, you travel through the mansion or this massive house from like, level, you go upstairs, downstairs, and through each room you kind of follow this narrative that's super spooky. And
is it like Sleep No More?
It's like Sleep No More, except Sleep No More felt very specific. This felt like kind of, I don't know what this storyline is. When you go through Sleep No More, it's like, oh, I know I'm following Macbeth or that is a fantastic, if you haven't done it, you won't do it because the world's ending, but
because we're living through the apocalypse.
Yeah. But that one was great. It's so specific because you're like, you're in a small group and you're led from room to room to room. as opposed to like Universal, where it's like, hey, you want to go through this maze?
They just kind of feed you through.
Yeah. And yeah. As you go through it, like men in like costumes with fake chainsaws just drill your anxiety to the wall. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you guys done Universal?
I have. And here's the thing, Ryan, I like you, right? We've only just met. But
yeah, it's great.
I mean, like, now I feel like we go way back. And so I feel like I can be honest with you and
you have
say
to
that
be.
There's nothing that I hate more than a haunted house walkthrough.
You're not alone.
This is not what I expected you to say.
It gives me such intense anxiety. Yeah. And my anxiety is already at a 10. And the idea of like paying someone to exacerbate it blows my mind. But I've only been one time, and that was enough for me. And it was in high school. I was on a date.
I was just about to ask, like, who did you go with? Because first of all, who's like, hey, you want to go for the first time and get to know each other at Universal Horror Nights?
Like, insane.
It's like doing, and I've never done mushrooms, but they say, like, if you're going to do mushrooms, be in a comfortable place.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're going to do Horror Nights, you've got to be with people that you can be like, holy shit. That sucks. Like, why
is
that?
A date is already anxiety inducing.
But this was not our first date. It was maybe like our sixth or seventh date. And
wait, you guys were like dating?
We were like dating. We were dating.
You guys were married.
We were married. I was a child bride.
You had three kids.
Yes.
But you know what they say.
Our family.
Never stop dating your wife.
Your wife. And we have always said that.
We have always said that.
So we went and. It was like, I tried to kind of play it off as like, you know, it's like, oh, fun. Like I can be scared and like hold your sweater. But like, I was deeply terrified and like on the brink of tears the entire time. So it wasn't like the cute, like, will you protect me? It was like, okay, so you want to do another one. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And like, so we went through and he was like really loving being able to be like, I got you. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay. And there was one that simply broke him. And when we were in line to get in, I was like, hey man, don't leave me. You promise you won't leave. Like before every maze, he's like, Riley, I'm not going to leave you. Of course I'm not going to leave you. I'm like, all right, you fucking promise. And he's like, of course, why would I do that? It's insane. We go in this maze.
I was hoping you were going to say that was it, like Applebee's before that you even got it.
Like immediately. We're in there for 30 seconds and some jump scare happens. He runs away. He runs through the entirety of the maze and I am left alone.
No.
And I already don't want to be there. Oh my God. I remember it was some like, God, like, La Llorona or something like that, but it was like,
oh, yeah.
And it was like a room where it's like supposed to be like, you know, with all these bags, and it's like you're walking through these bags and there's clearly like pretending to be like children in the bags who've been like kidnapped.
Yes.
And so I am left in this room like, oh. And so I find this group ahead of me and I'm like, can I walk with you guys? I'm really scared. And they were like, absolutely. They're like, are you okay?
I'm like
yeah. I was with this guy and he just kind of left. They're like, we having this conversation in the maze as we're walking. They're like, he left you. I'm like,
somebody
just
hears you. And you're like, sorry, we're in the middle of something.
Sorry.
What's going
on? Talking. Like, we've been ran out of the maze.
In all zombie makeup. Are you kidding me?
So I finally get to the end and he is standing outside waiting for me and he is so ashamed.
Oh.
And he's like, I am so sorry. And I'm like, it's fine. And of course, like I was 16, so I'm like still trying to be like the cool girl who like, I don't care.
It's totally
about
okay.
Feeling. It's totally okay. And
totally
I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, oh my God, don't like, and I was like playing like, you know, that really scared me. That really scared me. And I'm like trying not to cry. I'm like, it was really fucked up.
You have a group of people behind you going like, you tell him.
That's absolutely, yes, you scared her.
He left, he abandoned you.
Yeah, so I hate it. But weirdly enough, on the flip side of that, I have this thing because I'm we're all in the industry, so it's like I can use terms that we
degree.
All know.
Not to the same degree.
I am what we in the industry like to call a coward, and so I will happily watch. This sounds so lame.
You have to say it.
This is gonna be
I
awesome.
Will like actively watch like. Walkthroughs of mazes on my computer.
So that you're not scared when you go on the day.
No, 100%. But I don't go to them. Oh, so it's like I get...
you're just a voyeur.
Yeah. Do you do this with roller coasters too? I feel like if you said that you've done this with roller coasters.
I do it like... I don't know why. I think it's because like I'm a weenie. And so I'll
judge.
Be like, oh no, I get it. But then
I don't judge you at all. I think that's... I mean, hey... Listen, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I watched a walkthrough with my roommate this morning, and
wait,
we were
this
both
morning?
Just like, well, because I knew we were doing this episode, I'm like, oh, that reminds me. And so I watched of like a Krampus maze at Hollywood Horror Nights from like 2019, and like we were both just kind of like, ah, this isn't that scary, but I'm like, no, but like it's like the environment, it's the sounds, and then out of nowhere, of course, one jump scare, and I'm in my kitchen. It's like 9 a.m. I'm like, ah. She's like, Jesus, right?
9 a.m. August 28th, global pandemic.
Puddle of urine in the middle of the kitchen floor.
Blame it on the dog.
So, Jeff, what about you?
Well, yeah, I can't really follow that up. I've been to the Haunted Hayride. And actually, when I was young, in high school, I used to do theater. And so I took the chance, jumped at it, really, to do the Laurel School for Girls haunted maze. And Arboretum, I think, on their campus.
And Jeff has always loved scaring women.
Yeah.
It's a natural instinct.
Yeah. So, like, I'll show up to, like, drinks, frankly, and she's just like, ah! And I'll just, anyway. But yeah, it was a lot of tweens and pre-tweens laughing at you because you didn't scare them well enough. And I don't know if it's just because I'm like a natural fire sign, like emanating positive vibes. So how can I scare a little child? Because I also, you feel guilty. Like that's what gives me a little bit of pause with these haunted walkthroughs in houses is like, what kind of people get off on this? Like for me, it made me feel bad to make a kid cry.
Ryan Gall, dude.
Hey, man, I get off.
You should do it. You should be an actor in one of these. And then you've tried?
I swear to God. I swear to God, when I first came to LA, I was like, well, probably audition. I should audition for Halloween Horror Night because I could scare
the shit
out of people.
It's either the Church of Scientology commercials.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's the Sunday brunch at Scientology is probably the worst horror walkthrough of all time. Somebody should video like going through a brunch secretly.
They
and
will
put
die.
Scary sounds.
they will die.
They would get killed.
I'd watch it on YouTube. I would absolutely pull it out. I would pee a little bit.
Well, we do have to take a break, but we will be right back. We will be right back with some haunted house reviews, courtesy of Ryan Gall himself, Television's Ryan Gall, and Television's Riley Anspa, and Fun Employed's Jeffrey James.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm like, I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
And we're back with television's Ryan Gall.
That sounds gross.
Radio's Jeffrey James.
Yeah, recorded radio. Ryan, would you like to start us off?
I'd like to, and forgive me. I'm just going to go for it.
Do it.
And just read. I'm just going to read you about this. Holy moly, this is crazy.
Yeah, just give us the name, what the review is for, and if there are any stars, if you got it on Yelp, we'd love to hear the stars.
Yeah, okay, so this is from Yelp. It's written by Larissa E.
Jeff, what's the E stand for?
The E stands for electronics.
Oh my God, that would be the best name I've ever heard.
Electronics.
I'm Larissa Electronics. she's from North Hollywood, California, by the way.
Amazing.
Which is like code for shitty Hollywood.
Code for Valley adjacent.
Yeah, exactly. Shitty Hollywood.
You're going to offend maybe 20 people, but the 20 people you do offend are going to be very upset. But,
yeah, I'm sure
people really ride hard for NoHo for some reason.
Yeah, dude, it's NoHo.
Dude, have you been to the NoHo Arts District?
Yeah.
It's like a bar there.
Yeah. I will say that North Hollywood's actually pretty awesome. There are some pockets that are horrible, but there are some pockets that are great. And the arts district. Hey, it's great. I've said what I've said. Anyway, so this is for Blackout House.
Mm. Ooh,
have you heard
I've
of it?
I've heard of this.
Okay, I'm so not. Blackout House is a, I'll just give a little precursor to this review. Blackout House is a walkthrough horror house that only happens for about 6 weeks a year from mid-September through the end of October. And you go through alone.
You Absolutely not.
When you enter, you have to sign a contract and a you sign away your rights as you go.
This is not for me.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
no.
I've done this. I've done this for sure. So I'll read this to you. So Larissa,
and then I simply have to hear about. Well, all in due time. Let's see what Larissa said.
Let's see what Larissa says. By the way, some of what she says confuses me a little bit from Even what better. I went through, but we'll get to it.
Even
okay.
Better.
Larissa E., North Hollywood, California. Shit stain of the LA area. Let me start off by saying I'm a 25-year-old woman who still runs down a dark hall and jumps on my bed because I am afraid of everything. That being said, here is my review. Even though I am the biggest wuss, I was totally excited and willing to go to this surprise date my husband planned for us. Woof.
Oh.
We had a 9:30 p.m. appointment and entered the maze with two other people who were obviously on their first date. Okay, so there's four of them. To make a long story short, the maze included a naked man who kept yelling to open a padlocked door, dirty ass toilets we had to stick our hands in while getting yelled at, and a few other bullshit rooms where they yelled at us to get on our knees. The part that I will never, all caps, forget, but wished I could, is almost unbelievable. In one of the last parts of the maze, the overly sexual crazy girl decided to wrap my husband, the guy who was on his first date, and myself with saran wrap. She took us to one room where they forced me to eat something or they would kick me out. The girl who was on the first date, however, was taken somewhere else.
Oh my god.
So now we're down to three.
Oh my god.
It's Willy Wonka.
Yeah. In the very last room, they had us run in circles with a bright light in our face. I was so disoriented that when I was thrown on the floor, this girl who was on all fours, they told me to spank her.
That's the climax.
Right. And thinking that this was another weird employee, I did. And I kept going. I kept getting yelled at to spank her harder and then harder and harder. Meanwhile, my husband and this dude are being told to spit on her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't until the girl grabbed my arm that I realized the girl that was getting smacked and spit on was the guy's first fucking date. I immediately stopped. I started apologizing. All these people kept yelling to continue and stop fucking talking to her, in quotes. They also told me to spit on her, but at that point, I was done. I assume she didn't. A few minutes later, I was outside shortly after my husband appeared. When I told my husband what I had discovered, he was mortified. He had no clue. It was the same girl. We tried to wait for the couple to come out and apologize, but they never came. I am pretty sure that girl was furious because there is no way that is appropriate. I mean, that's fair. And, as a nurse...
What?
And a human being, I don't care about the waiver. Getting spit on is not only demeaning, but also a health code violation. I'll be reporting this to health officials. That's the end.
Oh.
Oh my God, Claire. How was the first date? Wasn't he so hot?
No, my God. Tina, he is so hot. You are not even going to believe it. Like, six pack, talk about 12 pack.
Oh my God.
It's like, it's kind of unbelievable. Yeah. It kind of like blew my mind.
You said it was going to be dinner and a show? You said it was dinner and a show?
Yes. Well, it was dinner. You know, he took me to Sugarfish.
Oh my God.
So we splurged a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he said, I have a surprise for you. And I said, that's so romantic. I love surprises. Like, so he romantic. Barely knows me and he knows I love surprises, which is crazy. And so, yeah, we went into his car. He drove and we kind of pulled up outside this warehouse. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm on The Bachelor. We're going to go to the roof. There's going to be fireworks.
Was it like a warehouse party? Was it like Bestia?
I thought so. So I thought it was going to be that, but it wasn't. So basically, there's this person who met us outside. And I'm like, a butler, perhaps?
No way.
And,
a tasting menu?
Yeah. I thought it was that. So it wasn't that. He did hand me paper, though. And he said, sign it. And I'm like, Jason, what are we signing?
Cut to her outside the warehouse.
It's super fun. Just do it.
Are you sure?
Trust me. I've kind of done a lot of these things. So, like, you can trust me when I say this is going to be a blast. Yeah. And honestly, okay. it's one of the best ways to get to know somebody.
Hi, welcome to
Hey, dude.
Hey, yeah.
I'm kind of talking to my girl right now.
I know. I'm legally required to do a verbal rundown, and I need to get verbal yeses from both of you that you're okay with the following things.
Yeah, move it along.
Are you okay with being dunked in a moat?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just say, yeah, babe. Sorry, can I call you babe? I didn't even know.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He's, yeah, yes. Yes. I would love to be dunked in a moat, babe.
Is it chill to eat slime? Is it chill to eat slime?
Yeah, dude.
Cool.
Just say yeah.
Two yeses.
Yes.
And then this last one is just kind of like wild card. Is it okay to have a wild card?
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you're there.
All right.
I'm going to be there the whole time, dude.
Okay, promise me. You know, promise me you're going to be there the whole time.
It doesn't matter if I promise or not. I will be.
I believe you.
Cut to the first room.
Hey, I got to go. I got to go.
I can't see you. Where are you? I'm trying to feel out for you, Jason.
Listen, I'm going to head out for a bit, but just good luck.
You're going to head out for a bit?
I got to head out for a second.
What do you mean you got to head out? You said you'd be here the whole time with me.
It's part of the whole thing. Just have fun with it. Why are you being so like weird about it?
No, I'm not like one of those clingy girls.
I was
I'm not one of those clingy
about
girls.
You're not one of those girls, are you?
If you need to go, then you go. And
my friend Barry is going to be at the bar out there and I want to meet him for a quick beer and then I'll come back in and join you.
I'm so cool with it. I'm cool with it.
I didn't want to talk about this, but my last girlfriend was like not cool with me, like watching sports.
Well, you know what? Good thing that you're not with her anymore because I'm different. I'm not like that.
I love
you. What? Oh my God. This is happening so fast.
I'll see you.
I love you too.
I'll see you in like 45.
Come back to the office. He said he loved you and he left for a different, he left to get a beer with his buddy?
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse on a first date.
Me and you, true love is worse than meeting
a
friend.
Cut back to the haunted house. Ah!
Oh, Jesus.
Have this oyster. Eat this oyster.
Excuse
no
me?
Chewing. No chewing. No chewing.
Get in the coffin. You will be buried 7 feet under the ground.
Do I have to do it right now?
No, in 5 seconds.
Sorry,
one, two, three, four, five.
Can we just pause the scene for a second? Can we pause the scene?
Mm-hmm.
Look, Terrence, what do we say about the high-pitched voice? We said it has to be kind of a lower gravelly thing.
No,
I'm sorry I have to see this,
by
the
way. It's kind of my natural voice, though.
I know, but you promised us that you could do any voice when we interviewed you for the part.
Yeah, ask me to do a particular voice. I'll do a particular voice, but this is my natural voice.
Okay, let's do just a little bit scarier. Just scary. It doesn't have to be lower, just scarier. All
right, you got
and
it.
Back to the scene.
Okay, now you will go 7 foot into the ground.
I love it. I love you. You sound like a Disney character.
No, that's not what it's supposed to be like. It's not. I mean, pause the scene again. It's not supposed to be a Disney character. And like,
I tried something different, and I think the original terrifying voice was working better.
You're right. The first one was better. Let's not say it's good, but it was better. Go back to the original voice.
Can I pause this? Can I pause whatever? Can I turn the? Where's the lights?
This
can
is
I pause
unbelievable.
This?
Yeah, turn the lights on. I guess this is unbelievable.
Just pull the cord. There's a cord above you. If you pull the cord, the lights go on.
There we go.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey guys.
Oh my God.
Hi.
You look totally different than I expected.
Oh my God. What did you think I was gonna
matter what she looks like?
No, it does. I didn't expect three ponytails.
Yeah, it's just something I'm trying.
That's weird.
You know what? It's weird until you get used to it.
I'm used to it.
So I'm Jeannie.
I'm Dale.
Hi, Dale. And I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Yeah, it's Phil, but it doesn't fucking matter what my name is. Like, we have to.
Yes, it does. Don't be hard on yourself.
Phil.
I know. Okay, guys, I know you have
can
taught
I just
me
admit
that.
Something? I came here on a date. And his name's Jason, and he's like really tall, really built, really beautiful. And he says that he's actually frequented this place multiple times. Mm. And he did say that he wouldn't leave me. So I just wanted to like, can I just like friend to friend? Is that like, do you see this a lot?
Are you kidding me? You're gonna wax relationships with us in the middle of a haunted house?
I think it's fine. I mean, honestly, I think he sounds great.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
Now I have to add my opinion. I don't even want to be having this conversation. We're at work.
Yeah, but you're like the boss. You're expected to have a shitty opinion. Excuse my language. Excuse my language.
No, wow. I get it. Trust me.
Reconsidering next Halloween season, who we
all
hire.
All I'm saying is that it's like, if I could admit something, like, I don't know if this
like
is what you guys are
he
trying
like
to do, but like, I'm, no, I think he's really nice. It's just, I didn't think he would expect me to like, for this to be a little scary. I don't know if he knows that this is like a scary thing that we're doing.
So you are scared, but you are scared.
No, don't give him that. Don't give him that satisfaction.
Well, someone shoved an oyster at me in the dark and that was really scary.
That wasn't an oyster.
It wasn't an oyster?
That wasn't an oyster.
Okay.
But it should have felt like an oyster.
Was it like a peeled grape or something?
Oh my God, that's a great idea. We should write that down for next.
So it wasn't a peeled
so
grape.
So much cheaper than what we are spending our money
much
on.
Much more economical.
Peeled grape. Let me write that down.
You have peeled a pen grape. And pad?
I have a legal pad.
We have, that's even bigger. We have locker rooms so you can put your personal belongings so that they don't get damaged or stained.
I know about the legal pads in the locker rooms, and I know about everything in the.
It's not a secret. We told you guys, you have your own locker. You have your own cubby to put things like legal pads. I don't know why you'd bring it to the site, but it's not supposed to be during the. I'm sorry.
Why
you're
are
still
we fighting?
Here.
We're
guys,
fighting in
listen,
front of customers.
Yes.
All I'm saying is this wasn't necessarily the kind of night I imagined. And from what I can tell,
it
seems like it's... Oh my God, Jason!
Hey, I'm going to be like a little longer than I thought.
Are you kidding me?
No, they're having a funneling contest.
A funneling contest? Okay. Well, yeah. So what do you say, like an hour? Like, you know, just 15 minutes more, 20 minutes more? Not that I care. I'm just curious.
Oh, if you don't care, let's not worry about it.
Okay. So, and this experience is like an hour long. So I
is
guess
it?
What I'm just wondering, you tell me. I've never.
Just here. Hold on. I'm going to give you my, give me your phone a second.
Okay.
Just going to put in my mother's number. Can you text her and let her know that I'm going to be a little late tonight?
That's impressive to you.
I'm really good with parents. So, I can absolutely text your mom. Have fun. Don't worry about it.
Means a lot to me that you're like so cool with me being like away from you.
Yeah. I mean, like I can fend for myself.
What date is this? First?
It's our first date. Please stay up. Please. This is like, just give us a second. Go do your thing. I'll be here.
Just so you know, I can picture being with you for even more dates.
For more dates?
Not a commitment. That's barely anything.
This is moving really fast.
A couple more dates.
I don't want to like, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but right now that's the way I feel.
Can I ask you what you do for a living?
Wow.
You're just like so non-committal and like away from where you need to be all the time.
I'm sell produce.
You sell produce?
Produce.
Never mind. I hate that I asked and
got
that
answer. Too late, man. We're into it. I sell produce. Here's my card.
Huge, right? This is a poster.
I sell apples, pineapples, veggies, jalapenos, grapes.
A lot of these are seemingly stock images from Getty Images. So they all look great, but I don't think this is what your produce looks like.
Is that a comment on my little tagline at the bottom of my card? They all
Nope, just read that. That sucks to read.
Produce, they all look grapes.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
No, but I hate that I have that in my head now. This is great. I'll see you at the farmer's market.
All right, man.
This, I do this.
Oh, you do this for how many weeks a year?
About 12 weeks per year. We start in September and we go till mid-November.
What do you do the rest of the year, baby?
What's that?
What do you do the rest of the year?
No, you said you called me baby,
did
which
you
seems
just
like
call
a violation.
Him baby?
No. No, I was talking. I said, what do you do the rest of the year? And then I looked at you and I said, hey, baby.
Okay. The rest of the year is planning for this. And we make enough money in those 12 weeks that we kind of can keep an office space and we can
you
keep
spend
planning.
40 weeks a year planning for this?
Yes, it's very well thought out. I know it doesn't look like that right now because the lights are on and you just walked through the first three rooms and got to here. But yes, right. This is my life's work.
All right. Hey, nice job, sweetheart. Okay.
Sorry. I feel like I didn't catch your eye on that one. I just want to confirm that that was for me.
Hey, why pin it down? Let it fly.
What does that mean?
You're so right.
You're speaking in platitudes. You're speaking in platitudes and it just doesn't mean anything what you say.
No, I get it.
Hey.
I don't know why. You're right. I shouldn't inject myself.
All right, I'm going to go have a IPA, and I'll be back somewhere in room, what is it, like room 6?
I don't know when you're going to be back, but yeah, she'll probably be, it's basically
why
two.
Why are you out in the maze, by the way?
I scare people. I enjoy this.
Dale, so listen, as you can see, I think I'm entering in a very committed, serious relationship. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just want to get this stuff over with. So let me just, just to run it down, you know, you want me to get in the coffin. I don't think I feel comfortable doing that. Is that kind of like the most extreme thing that I'm going to be experiencing?
No. And the minute you say you don't want to do that, did you just cough?
It was just like clearing my throat.
Did you cough? Because if you're not feeling well, you're not supposed to be going through this.
Oh, No. Like, I'm feeling fine. I can do it. No, but like, I was just clearing my throat. It's like, if you want me to do it, I can prove that I feel good and I can do it.
Prove it.
Fuck. Okay.
Prove you're feeling good.
I have, like, my cheeks are rosy. Like, I'm hydrated. I don't have any aches.
It's not proof. Cut to the doctor's office.
If you could just give me some sort of like note or like just written up somehow that you're like, I need to show this guy that I am healthy. And so if you can just kind of like write it down being like, Jeannie is good to go. Like, I feel like that's proof enough.
To whom it may concern.
It's for this guy who works at a haunted house. So if that changes anything.
You know, I wasn't interested either way. But this doesn't happen to be a scary haunted house, does it?
It is. Well, yeah, it's a very scary haunted house.
Okay.
What if it was like a very mild haunted house?
Well, is it?
No, it's not. But what if it was? Like, would that change?
Yeah, absolutely would change. Absolutely would change it. But if it's not, then I can't get into that. To whom it may concern.
His name's Dale.
How do you know?
Sorry.
You have no connection to this man other than he is.
I guess just write Dale. You can just write Dale.
Cut back to the haunted house. What is this?
You asked for proof, and I went and got it and came back. I can't believe he was open at like midnight. I somehow got an appointment. He wrote it up, and this is the proof.
This is like 60 pages.
Well, God damn it, Dale. I don't know what other proof you want.
I'm reading it to him.
Okay, great. I'll wait.
To him it may concern. Jeannie is feeling... sorry, my reading isn't great.
Your reading isn't great?
To him it may concern. Jeannie is feeling well. Here is a list of things that prove that she is feeling well. Her temperature is 99 degrees. That's a little high. Why would he even put that? Why wouldn't he just say 98.7?
Because I ran there because you asked for proof. I sprinted to the doctor's office.
So
I was running a little hot.
So your core temperature was high.
At the time. I'm sure if you like took my temperature right now, it would be at like a fine level.
Prove it.
And 99 isn't even that high.
Get it? Then take your temperature.
What's your name again? I keep forgetting your name.
My name?
Yes, your name. Pip, if you have a thermometer, I don't know why.
We have a doctor's set. It's three rooms down.
A
you still haven't
set?
Made it past. A doctor's set.
There's
like a cot.
There.
All right, cut to the doctor's room. I think this works. It might have mercury in it, but I think it works.
Okay, it might or it does or it doesn't.
It's, we got it at an estate sale.
Oh my God, it was so fun.
Cut to the estate sale.
The chairs are $25.
Yeah, we just need like some, I noticed that you have some old doctor's equipment. We're putting together this scene for a haunted house. We just need like a
doctor's equipment.
Yeah, so just like a cot and any medical equipment you might have. It doesn't have to work.
Well, a cot could be military.
So.
But yeah, we have doctors. We have doctor's stuff.
Great.
You looking for like real stuff that's practical, or are you just looking for costume style?
Costume style, yeah.
Costume style. I'm glad we both know that language.
Well, I just said it because you said it. I've never used those words before in my life.
You look like a good kid.
Thank you.
I have grandkids.
Cool.
Right over here is where I have a bunch of, said, come on down these stairs. And this is my doctor's room. And yeah, everything's for sale. Everything has a price is what they say.
That's funny. No, we'll take all the medical stuff.
Thank you. I don't normally do comedic stuff, but thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I always, as a kid, used to do plays at my school. Yeah,
nice. Nice. What's the price on the cot?
School play that he was in.
He's in Guys and Dolls.
We got guys and we got dolls. We got guys and gals and dolls and guys and gals.
Come back to the estate.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
We'd take the name of a famous play. Okay. Or a musical, for that matter, if you're asking. And then we just kind of give it our own twist. Sort of like a lime.
Sort of like a what?
A lime or a lemon.
You know what? I think we're all set. Just because of how long it will take to get this equipment in the van, I think we're going to go check out.
Then I guess you don't want this thermometer.
What's special about it? That's the one thing you singled out?
That's a World War II thermometer. Was used in many famous battles. The battles of Sinbad.
Not a battle.
The battles of Quamqua.
No, that's not real. Are you a veteran? Or?
Yep. I worked in World War II.
You were in the military in World War II?
Sure. Whatever you say military, I say I worked in it. I'd worked all around Europe, the United States, and I'd get things done. But this thermometer, something you might be interested in if you're doing some sort of...
I am going to write you a check. This is for $4,500, which was the budget we had to spend. And you just give me what you want. This is to get me out of the room as fast as possible. So whatever you can.
Bank of America.
Bank of America is the bank that that's my checking account. My savings is with Capital One because they have a high APY.
Cha-ching.
Nice, yeah. What
Usually
else?
People have some money if they bank with Bank of America.
No, there's no annual fees. It's one of the cheapest banks to have. You don't need a balance in the checking account.
For real.
You don't have to be impressed. You're impressed by everything I say.
I think you're a good kid.
I appreciate that. We will take the medical equipment.
All right.
So
we haven't decided on a price.
$4,500 is the price.
Deal.
And then
deal,
just whatever we
deal,
can get
deal.
For it.
Cool. Deal. Take it all.
Dale comes in.
Oh my gosh, did you get the thermometer?
We got the thermometer. We got
how
whatever
much?
He's gonna we spent well, we had to spend the $4,500.
You spent it all on the thermometer?
No, I don't know what he's gonna give us, but this is
no,
just
you
been...
misunderstand. I was gonna say that's smart. That's great.
Oh, Riley, would you like to do your next review?
Oh.
Dale, Pip, the worst boyfriend in the world.
Guys and dolls.
Guys and dolls.
You slipped it in there.
Oh, that was beautiful. I want want to see that whole show. What the fuck could the plot
also,
be about?
Also, he has the same voice when he's 83 as he did when he was 16. Yes.
Guys and gall.
That's like, because you always like, I don't know how guy, like old men who talk like they're
like, right, when did it start?
What did they sound like when they were like nine?
Have you ever heard Stephen Stills talk recently?
No.
It sounds like he has like two horseshoe packed lips of just chewing tobacco. He's like, well, when we were in Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I used to do this. And then you listen to like Love the One You're With, and it's just the voice of an angel.
Oh, okay.
Riley,
here we
right.
go. Okay. This is okay. This is a review for Hollywood Horror Nights. And it is from Danielle P.
Ryan, what does the P stand for?
Palette.
Danielle Palette. Incredible. This is 2 stars from Yelp. This is from September 31st, 2019, from Danielle Palette. The mazes are great. Themes, makeup, scents, gingerbread scent in the Krampus maze, and pumpkin candle scent in Halloween. Temperature changes, the Krampus snow scenes, etc. Details are phenomenal. However, they need to give each individual group 60 seconds on their own before sending in the next group. I feel like that's not asking a lot. People will still line up and continue to wait in the long lines, especially when you have private time to actually get scared. The way the mazes currently work, you're pushed through with a huge crowd on your coattails, so you're forced to speed through every moment, and you can hear the group that's up ahead, so you know what to expect. If they could let you in within 30-second intervals, that would be tremendously better. And the phrase that stuck out in my mind was the idea of coming to this place where thousands of people go every year, but like wanting like alone time to feel afraid.
Yes. Yes. That's it. But it, I do kind of get that. I get that. There's nothing worse than hearing people up ahead going, like
right.
giving away what you're about to head into.
Oh, it's the military scene. Come on, man.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah. Slingshot.
No, don't say it. And we're already
Stop.
Trying to. Yeah.
Just keep going.
Hi. Thank you so much for meeting with me.
No problem.
I have some complaints, Universal Horror Nights. It is a little long, but bear with me.
Hold on. Just 1 second. Let me get off. Okay. Just let me get off the phone. I'm on. I have another complaint going on.
Am I still on?
You're still on, but I'm.
Am
dealing
I still
with,
on?
I'm dealing with multi complaints right now, but.
Okay. Well, I guess I have
weird
a complaint.
Way to roll
it's like you're
meetings.
Not listening to my complaint. You have a bunch of complaints.
It is.
I can call
way.
Back another time.
It is
you
a
agree.
Weird way to roll meetings. No, you don't have to call back at another time. Actually, like only I'm the only person in charge of complaints here at Halloween Horror Night, so I have to kind of multitask, and I have kind of a positive attitude about it. So if you guys have a positive attitude, I feel like we can really get to the bottom.
It was a great experience. It was a great experience.
Oh, sounds like you don't have a complaint then.
I just think there are things that could make it better.
Well, then if it you wasn't go... great. Then it wasn't great.
No, but it was great. It's like
sorry,
it's a
I do
good.
Have a complaint. A performer sure. tripped my kid in the maze. A performer tripped my kid. He stuck his leg out, and my kid fell flat on his face.
If you can just give us a second, I'm still dealing with. Somebody over here had
so
great
when I
experience.
Say something, you say you're that you're dealing with her, and then when she says something, you say sorry, you're dealing with me.
Exactly. You can you're kind of picking up on it. So your child tripped.
Her child tripped.
No, my child was tripped.
Was tripped by a maze employee.
By a maze employee. Yes.
Okay. So and you want me to.
Well, my kid, we had to go straight from the park to the nearest ER, and he got 4 stitches on his lip. So we would like to be...
That's a character scar.
It's a character scar?
A character scar. That's a character... Every child has one. A character scar. Something that they get on your face. A little scar that gives them character. I think, honestly, if you're asking if you can pay us for that, no, we're not interested in taking payment for that.
No, I called you because I want you to pay for our medical bills. There's no way I'm paying you because someone in the Krampus maze
who
tripped
you?
My son.
I'm sorry. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
To somebody else? Why would you? Oh, you want me.
I'm not asking for you like out of your personal pocket. I'm not asking for you to pay. I'm asking for Universal to
I'm
pay
I'm trying to
the
think of the
bills.
Moment when we had a gun to your head putting you into the maze, asking you, forcing you to go into the maze.
This is wildly inappropriate.
I was talking to this gentleman over here. I'm sorry.
I was giving her the floor. That's a much more serious complaint than I had.
And I understand. I'm trying to rotate back and forth so we can try to get this done.
But is this like an efficiency thing? Is this to try and get more people in and out? It's a voluntary thing. I get that it's a voluntary thing.
Yeah. So, and did you have, you had a great experience. So
I had a good experience. It could have been great.
You said great in the beginning, and now you're switching it to good. So it's sort of like, you're sort of the John Kerry of going into mazes right now. You're flip-flopping. You're flip-flopping.
Very
and
offensive.
That's not me. That's not.
It's
that's
you
not
saying
me.
It. Look, mine was a clerical thing. The maze was great.
It was clerical.
Lose my keys in the maze.
And we found those.
You did? Okay, because the front desk person didn't seem to be singing the same tune. They said, there is no lost and found. There is no lost and found.
Anytime well, there isn't a lost and found. When we find something in a maze, we throw it back in and you have to go find it.
You shitting me. I waited in an hour and 45 minutes in the line.
Excuse me. What's your name again?
My name is Peter.
Peter, I'm not shitting you. When we find something as part of Universal Horror Nights and part of the experience, our lost and found is called lost and lost.
What?
So you lost it, and now we make it more lost, and you get to go find it. But we do not charge you to go back in and find it.
Are you hearing this? What's your name?
I'm sorry, I'm Lauren. I am hearing this.
If you guys don't mind, we ask you to separate complaints, not to communicate.
This is unbelievable.
I understand. I understand.
The most red tape ever.
Tell me about it.
No, you're not in on it.
Tell
you're
you
not
about
in on
it.
You're creating the red tape.
I'm following procedure. I'm,
this
Peter,
cannot be
Peter.
The books. This cannot be by the books.
Oh, it's by the books. I could read you the exact thing.
Please do.
I would also love to hear what the rule book says on
this. I mean, the rule book
this.
Is so long. The so long, just, which...
Just
I bet, there's,
one
I bet
clause.
There's a table of contents.
Lost and lost. In
yes,
terms
the
of
lost and lost clause, just word
like,
for word.
If a customer loses anything from keys to food to children, that lost property will be sent or tossed back into said maze for the customer to hunt down and find themselves.
Please tell me that the children don't fall under the tossed category.
I would love to tell you that.
So that's exactly what it is. So they are tossed.
I mean, tossed can be a gentle...
I don't think so.
A gentle toss. It's an airlifted push. Listen, here's what I'm going to say to you is if you lost something, then you're on your own.
That's the policy? That's the official
policy?
I'm
sorry, I'm not talking to you.
I didn't lose anything. My child is facing an injury. I'm asking...
Well, he lost a little bit. Is it a he or she?
That's not the point.
No,
the point
what is,
is
his name?
His name is Connor.
That's a good name.
Thank you. It's my father's name. Thank you.
That's great. That's really great. Special.
Yeah,
is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, you still haven't helped me with the first thing.
So you... okay, so...
God, you are exhausting.
Can I ask
you
a question?
That's another complaint I have. You're exhausting.
What's your name again?
What's my name?
Yes.
Yes.
My name is Customer Service Agent 629.
Oh, my God. Okay.
439-7729-4697.
Whatever number you're saying. Can you just... You mentioned character scars earlier, and I can't help but mention this insane 10-gallon hat that you're wearing. No, I haven't said anything complimentary. Can you remove the hat? Because I think that I just want to see something.
No, this is part of my costume for
It's customer service. It's not costumer service. So you don't need a costume.
Well, that's not what we call it here. We call it costumer service.
Nice.
Yeah. They're a movie studio.
It is nice.
Of course they call it
costumer
service.
Where are you going?
Service.
I have to go because you're not helping me. All right, I only had 15 minutes for this, and I got to go pick up my kid.
You're too regimented in your life if you only had 15 minutes for this.
I don't need advice from you.
That's not why I'm calling.
That's not why I'm here.
I know I am. I'm working on it.
I am a single father.
I don't have the choice.
He's just trying to survive. He lost his key. He lost his keys.
I have been Ubering hither and thither. It's
That's
been
so
a
great.
Fortune.
So great.
I have one last short review.
Yeah.
This is for Bane. haunted house in Hell's Kitchen, New York City. One star from Jennifer P. Riley, what does the P stand for?
Palette.
The but Palette they're not sisters.
Related. But they're not related, which is crazy.
Weird. That is weird.
From October 24th, very close to your birthday, 2018, one star. Nice. I wanted to write a good review about this haunted house. However, I did not even get to go in. I purchased my ticket through Groupon, and when I showed the lady my ticket, she dismissed me without even looking at my ticket because there was no time slot selected. But Groupon didn't even give the option about a time slot. We proceeded to argue with two more employees about entry, very rude by the way, and they claimed that they were sold out for the night. But the line wasn't long at all, and we had tickets! The only thing they were offering was VIP tickets for $50. I don't know whether to blame Groupon or Bain, but I'm overall mildly upset and will not be returning anytime soon.
Overall mildly upset.
Overall mildly upset.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the ultimate horror experience in Manhattan.
Wow.
Let me see your tickets.
Nice. Here we go. Just a second. Ta-da.
What is this?
Here's mine too.
Oh, thank you.
Here, sorry, could you pass
it? Yeah.
Thank you.
This is good. Punch, you can go in.
Thank you so much.
You, sir, what is this printed out, seemingly cardstock?
Oh, no, that's a Groupon. Groupon.
Groupon?
Yeah, it's a Groupon. You guys sell on Groupon. I bought a Groupon ticket.
Yeah, wait, Andy, sorry, sir, he's with our group.
I'm with the group.
Our tickets are all in the same group.
No, they purchased full price from the web. Sorry, they purchased full price from the website. I don't know if we have a deal with Groupon. This is my first week, I'll be honest, but I just don't think we have that. Because there's no time slot.
It says it right on it. It has your name. It has a barcode. Can you scan it? I saw you scan it.
It's the same barcode that you scanned with mine.
I don't want to make assumptions, but
You scanned all theirs.
This is on printer paper. I could have done this myself. I could have seen the ticket that you guys bought.
Okay.
You're trying to pull one over on us.
You know what, Andy? You're right. Can I pull it up on my phone, maybe?
I can pull it up on your phone.
I can forward you the link that
you
I got.
You can pull it up on your phone.
Yeah. Here, it should have gone through.
The link. Here it goes.
It should have gone through.
I have a text, and it has a barcode on it. So can you just scan that?
I can't. See, this is where it starts to get a little wonky.
Why is it getting wonky? It should be. You just did it all for them.
They didn't try to cut a deal. They didn't try to get around full price. Because, see, I'm paid hourly, right?
Yeah.
There's a certain budget. Sorry, let me finish. There's a certain budget.
I didn't interrupt you at all.
I just want to make sure I want to set the tone. This is a place of horror and scares.
Right? Yeah.
But this coupon might be scarier than anything I've seen back there.
Oh, sir, come on.
Because you're cutting corners. This is my livelihood.
Can you just let him in?
Your name is Andy, right?
Yes.
I think you're going to get paid the same per hour, whether or not you let me in or not.
It's not like you're making commission off of whoever comes in the house.
Whoever owns
this. What do you do for a living?
I'm a lawyer.
Okay. maybe next time you go to a deposition, you should push a little harder. See, how does that feel? Me telling you how to do your job. Not nice, right?
No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't. I absolutely am not trying to get you upset.
I know how we can remedy this. I'm sorry if I've been rude. We have VIP tickets for $150. It's a bundle.
Oh my God. That's unbelievable.
Andy, here's the deal.
Yeah.
The normal tickets are $50. I bought a ticket on Groupon for $25.
That doesn't work for me. But I've never heard of that.
It has nothing to do with you.
What's that?
It has nothing to do with you.
How do you figure? I'm the one with the scan gun. I'm the one stopping you from going into the haunted house. So I think it has everything to do with me.
I might have to call. Can I get a customer service number?
Well, please don't
do
that. Please don't do that.
I would love to get it. Can I please? I would love to call whoever's in charge. I'd love to make a complaint about
this. Give her
the
customer service number.
All right.
Please.
It's 216.
Okay. I'm putting it on speaker. Great. Yep. And it's in and it's ringing.
Bain customer service. How can I help you?
No! Not him again! No!
I told you it wouldn't be better.
You cannot be going through the same people. Jesus
I'm sorry,
Christ.
I can hear you. Bain customer service.
Happy no!
customer. Ryan, what a ride it's been. It's been a ride in Gaul.
It's been a ride in Gaul.
Should we do our last segment, Riley?
I think we must.
This Sugar Bowl Week Long! Ryan, Riley, do you guys have something, a current obsession, a grievance you'd like to air, something that's been shaking you all week long?
I'll tell you one little thing, and it's probably
okay.
Pretty stupid. It's pretty stupid, but I think I figured it out, and I don't know for sure. But do you guys notice when you sit down on the toilet to either pee or anything else, your nose runs?
How far do you live from Cedars? Because I think we need to get you to a hospital immediately.
No, so for real, I was noticing this for like years. If you sit down and you're specifically, not to get like too blue and you guys, but if you're if you're going to the bathroom number two style, your nose will run. And that... so I swear to God, I looked it up and it's a thing. It's a thing.
I have never heard of this in my life.
You look it up.
And no, the next I'm interested
time,
now.
I guarantee the next time you guys go to the bathroom, you're going to be like, wait a minute. There's something going on in my nose. There is a correlation between pushing through your bowels. This is
absolutely
true. Pushing through your bowels and activating. Activating tear ducts and your nasal, like running your a runny nose. There's a correlation. I never figured it out. Every time I sat on the toilet, which is no doubt like 7 or 8 times a day, and I
again would... medical emergency.
You need to get yourself looked at.
Mostly blood. Mostly blood.
Yeah, go to a hospital.
But it's real, and I was like, oh my God. And I researched it, and then just like you're saying, like, oh, medical emergency. Of course, I went down the rabbit hole, being like, oh, right. I'm dying now.
Yeah, of course.
But it's a real thing. I think that's insane. That are you know the human body, you guys. I guess
I guarantee
saying.
You're saying this now, and we're gonna get DMs for the next 2 or 3 weeks of people being like, he was right. I
he fucking was right. started weeping. It's gonna be all and placebo, but somehow everyone will know.
It's 100%. A real thing. And I can't
did it
wait.
Happen to you and then you read up on it, or you read up on it and then it started happening to you?
It happened to me when I think I've been so bored through the pandemic. I've sat on the toilet a lot
and just been very aware of what's happening in your body. It's there's nothing that, else.
I've been a little hyper aware of my body. Just been like,
sure. Functions.
Why? Mm-hmm. Like a couple of times it was literally like insta drain. From my nose, where it was just like
Insta Dream by Ryan Gall.
Yeah, but it's true. I can't wait. You guys are gonna be like, you're crazy. I can't wait for the next time you guys crap.
That takes the cake for the best What Shook Me All Week Long we've ever had on the show.
That is, I could not have imagined anything
else. You guys crap a lot, right?
Riley, what's been shaking you?
I guess it's been shaking me.
We'll get things going.
It was gonna be something else, but then Ryan Gall told me to call him next time I took a shit. So I think you know it's kind of changed.
I expect a direct message immediately.
Like it happened, smiley face.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Is there a nose running emoji?
Yeah. It probably is. Just crying.
Oh, okay. So the past 2 days, so my family, my mom's like, can you watch? So we have a bunch of dogs. Like my parents have 3 dogs. My brothers have 2. But they're all at the house at the same, like my family's place at the
and
same
are
time.
Are they happy?
They're very happy because they just have a pack, basically.
Yeah.
And so my mom was like, do you want to watch Red, who's one of our labs? She's like, do you want to watch him at your place for a couple of days?
Red.
And I'm like, would love that. And so Red came over and he is a fat red lab. He doesn't do anything other than sleep and snort, and he's just a doll. I've never owned a dog personally. Like my family's always had dogs, but of course, being the child, I've never been the one who had to take care of the dog. So my boyfriend and I were like, yeah, we'll have we'll have like Red will sleep in our room. It's going to be so nice. It's going to be lovely. He's just a little puppy. It's going to be great. And it's truly like having a small child. Mm. And I would wake up and I knew that, like, you know, he had to be let out in the morning. And my mom warned me, she's like, he gets up really early. But to be waking up, I felt like a mom. Like, I felt like a young first time mom, in that it's like my body fully knew that, like, he had to go out in the morning. And so every hour I was waking up anticipating him to be awake. And so I'm already running on like 4 hours of sleep. And then I just hear, like, I hear just like a little, like, and my eyes snap open and he's just sitting on my side of the bed staring at me. And I'm like, got it.
Licking his lip.
Just like, I'm like, okay. And so I've just been running on, like, I don't know. We were in the car. We're at my family's place now. And I said that one of the stupidest things I've ever said in my life. I'm like, God, for people who own dogs, everyone's not just like waking up at 6 every day, are they? And my roommate just looked at me like, yeah, I don't know. That's exactly, I mean, most people have jobs, so they probably are waking up by 7. I'm like, no, that can't be it. No, it's different. But then today we gave him this will shake me all week long, because we gave him a big bone last night, and he was so happy and so excited. And this morning, when I was like half asleep, it's like 6:15, I'm sitting like on my kitchen floor, just like absentmindedly petting him, and he had the bone in his mouth, but like it was a straw. And he was just, like, kind of thrashing his head around a little bit. And he, like, was nuzzling into me. And I was fully giving him, like, this is the cutest thing ever. And he whips his head around and whacked me in the eye with the bone. And immediately, while Gall is Googling, why does your nose run when you're on the toilet? I'm Googling dog bone in eye infected. And also Googling, 100%. How long does black eye last?
100%. Oh, that's amazing.
So that's what's shaking me. And I immediately thought of you, Jeff, because a couple months ago, Jeff was bit in the face by a dog and had a scar for a little bit.
I got mauled by a basset hound, the kindest of dogs. He really had it out for me.
It's a little dog, Zoo.
It's my character scar.
That's your character scar. They're the little ones are the real dinky dogs. They're the jerks.
The fighters.
They're the jerks.
The big ones are like, I don't give a shit.
Mm-mm. They have nothing to prove.
And that's exactly what it was. Yeah. No.
That's crazy.
So that's what's shaking me, is that I love this dog so much, but I'm like not ready to own a dog, nor am I ready to be a mom. So,
yeah, right.
Soon just enough. Little quirky things about me. Jeffrey?
I'm going to have to say it, and I'm going to do it with this star power that we have on this episode today. Are you lactose intolerant, Ryan? Are you lactose intolerant?
No.
Perfect. Chocolate milk, right? Salt it.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
Oh!
Salt in the chocolate milk makes it taste like a malt.
Interesting.
It is a salt chocolate milkshake. I don't know what chemical reaction happens, but if you pour a glass of that wacky chalky and then you put some of that sody, mix it in, let it kind of do its thing. And I swear to God, something that's still kind of healthy for you in some ways, bad for you in others, it's good for muscle growth. And it tastes like a diner chocolate milk. I swear to God.
Wow.
This makes me think of like all the people that dip their french fries in.
Love that. In a milkshake.
Frosting.
Because you get that salty potato taste with the chocolate sweetness. Have you ever heard of, not to go off of this, but
please do.
Salting your beer.
No, is that a thing?
There are people, when I used to wait tables, people would be like, I'll have like shitty beer. Like, I'll have a Coors Light and salt it. And I'd be like, okay, no problem.
On the rim? Or?
As I'd walk away, I'd be like, I'm going to either screw this up or I think he said salt is beer. But no, you literally just like put salt in your beer.
We have to try it, Riley.
Yeah.
It would be a great thing for you guys to try.
Yeah, well, that's going to be my What Shook Me next week. I'm sure it will be.
Is the salted beer.
This is salted month, so every week I'm going to be salting something different.
Salted September.
Yeah.
That's fun. I'm gonna try that. Salt and chocolate milk.
Salt and chocolate milk. That sounds really good, because I am one of the, a salty sweet combo and a french fry and milkshake. If that's... Yeah. anything near the same experience.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I'm going to like it.
I would stake my reputation, which is already not worth a lot, on this glass of
You got
dairy.
Nothing to lose.
Truly. Ryan, again, thank you so much for coming on. You have the floor. Anything you'd like to plug, social media, upcoming projects, your kids' social security number, what have you?
Anything.
No,
we'll take
I would just like to say it's an absolute pleasure to do this with you guys. I haven't improvised in months, and it felt very fun. I had a little twinkling of excitement doing it with you guys because I haven't done it in so long. So I appreciate that you guys invited me to come do this. And
Stop.
I have nothing to plug. If anybody is interested enough in me, they'll find me in what I'm doing. Otherwise, I love y'all.
Love you too.
Thank you so much. This was just such a treat. This was so much fun.
Yeah, I hope I come back and do it again sometime. I'll do it anytime you guys want. Anytime.
That'd be great.
Oh,
yep.
I had one request. If anybody, the next time anybody takes a shit, if they're drooling from their nose, if they could just DM me.
Drooling from their
nose. You
want
to start a dialogue?
Of course.
Yeah, I want everybody. Every single person to DM
it's a
me.
Movement.
Yeah, this is not. This is be. A movement, and it's a movement,
and it's a movement, and it's a movement.
Yeah. You can find Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review, and on Reddit r/ReviewReview, and on Twitter at Review Review Show.
And Jeffrey James on Instagram at I am Jeffrey James, and on Twitter at Don't Play No James. We got Gall.
We got the Gall.
You got Gall, and you got him. Now you got him for life. You got Gall for life.
We hooked him.
Can you say something? I want to try something. Can you just say, this is Ryan Gall, and you're listening to Review Review.
Yeah. This is Ryan Gall, and you're listening to Review Review.
In the morning.
This is Ryan Gall, and you're listening to Review Review
on Sirius 9M.
Drooling from my nose.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum original.